Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today, LSU whoops. The LSU men's basketball team will enter the Southeastern Conference tournament today without their head basketball coach, Will Wade. Wade has been suspended by the school after a recent revelation that the coach may have been involved, directly or indirectly, in funneling big money, think NBA rookie salary type of money, to the family of LSU freshman guard Javonte Smart. Smart is from nearby Scotlandville, Louisiana, and was the state's player of the year for 3 years in a row. Since legendary hoops coach Dale Brown left coaching at LSU in 1997, after 25 years at the helm, LSU basketball has been the proverbial third stooge of the LSU sports family, I think that's fair to say. LSU football reigns supreme, especially financially, followed by the emergence in the last 25 years of LSU's annual powerhouse baseball team. Basketball? Not so much. Coach Brown was a beloved coach and spokesman for LSU basketball. He brought LSU to the NCAA Final Four twice in 1981 and 1986 and was named SEC Coach of the Year 4 times. Dale Brown also snagged a young center by the name of Shaquille O'Neal and brought him to LSU in 1989 for 3 seasons. O'Neal later returned to graduate from LSU in the year 2000. Shaq's Tigers had some success, but they failed to advance beyond the second round of the NCAA tournament. Brown was the literal Dick Vitale of the SEC during his day. His quick wit and personality made him a fan favorite in Baton Rouge as his teams packed the PMAC, the Pete Maravich Assembly Center, on a regular basis. When Dale Brown retired, though, LSU's next basketball coach, John Brady, changed the style to a more deliberate style of basketball, slower paced and lower scoring. In addition to starting to lose fan interest, Brady's team started losing prized recruits who wanted to play in a more up-tempo type of basketball scheme. Though Brady had some success at LSU during his 10.5 years as head coach, the school fired him midway through his final season in 2008. In 2009, Brady was replaced by Trent Johnson, who became the school's first black head coach of any men's sport at LSU. Johnson had some early success, but he left Baton Rouge for a new job at TCU after just 3 seasons in Baton Rouge. Former Dale Brown assistant coach Johnny Jones then took over. He was hired in 2012. In 5 seasons, his biggest accomplishment was the recruitment of one-and-done star freshman Ben Simmons, who left LSU for the NBA after just 1 season and now plays in Philadelphia. Jones was fired in 2017. Enter Will Wade. The 34-year-old coach already had success with programs in Chattanooga and Virginia Commonwealth prior to coming to Baton Rouge. He promised to give the fans an exciting team to watch and make basketball at LSU a winner again. In 2 seasons, he has delivered on that promise. After LSU's team had gone 10-21 the season before Wade's arrival, the LSU basketball team finished last season 18-15. Now this season, the Tigers have just won the SEC's regular season with a sterling 25-5, 16-2 in the SEC record during Will Wade's second season as head coach. But the wheels seem to have fallen off. In a nutshell, Will Wade may have been caught, like wiretap caught, that is, discussing possible financial payments for the family of a freshman guard, Javonte Smart, with a young middleman fixer named Christian Dawkins. Apparently, those calls were secretly recorded by the FBI as part of a federal investigation into college basketball recruiting that has resulted in the arrest of several assistant coaches, shoe company executives, and many others, including Christian Dawkins. That same young man, Christian Dawkins, was eventually brought to justice and has been convicted on 2 counts of corruption back in October. Uh-oh. As of today, Coach Wade has refused to talk about the allegation of a payoff to anyone other than his New York City-based attorney. Since Coach Will Wade has refused to talk to his employer at LSU, the university has suspended the coach at least until he discusses the matter with the school's officials. Well, in a bizarre twist on Thursday, Coach Wade asked to be reinstated by the school for the SEC tournament and the upcoming NCAA tournament as he released a statement. Quote, "My legal counsel advised the university that it would be wholly inappropriate for me or anyone to submit to an interview under these circumstances." Later in the statement, he said, quote, "I love LSU and everything it stands for. What I'm asking for is the right to do my job while exercising my constitutional rights. I don't think that's too much to ask," unquote. Well, curiously, the coach's statement did not claim his innocence either. LSU will appear this afternoon in the first game of its SEC tournament against the University of Florida without Coach Will Wade on the floor. Also uncertain for tip-off today will be the primary subject of the alleged payoff, freshman guard Javonte Smart. LSU's head coach appears to be in a heap of trouble if this turns out to be true. It also brings questions about other highly prized LSU recruits like Naz Reid, who comes from New Jersey. The coach has delivered on his promises to make the LSU basketball team successful again, and fans have returned in droves to the PMAC again too. Coach Will Wade may truly be the young Pied Piper type of basketball coach who can lure gifted players to play for LSU. But was the Piper's pockets lined with plenty of recruiting cash for illegal payoffs? If so, LSU basketball will foul out of the proverbial game soon, and many heads at the institution may roll. This may just be the tip of the iceberg. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.